Do you consider children a gift from God? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. Believe that? It's important that you do. It takes a leap of faith sometimes. Sometimes life can punch you so hard in the stomach you can hardly catch your breath. Let me ask you a question. Are you a worrier? Are you a chronic worrier? Some people are. And I would think for a chronic worrier, Mondays are not the happiest days of the week. But this is how you can transform it. Remember, that's what Jesus did. He came into our lives, He came into our world to transform the world, to take it from darkness to light, from hate to love, from war to peace, from fear to trust, from selfishness to generosity. So if you are a worrier, don't beat yourself up. Hand your life over to Jesus. Act the way you want to be. That's the principle in counseling. Act the way you want to be. You want to be happy? Start acting that way. You're not there yet, but act that way. You'll get there. You're not trusting? Act more and more trusting every day. Every Monday, if you're a chronic worrier, every Monday act more trusting. The benefits are there. It'll pay off. I guarantee it. Here's today's scriptures passage, okay, that I want to share with you. It comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 19, verses 13 to 15. Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and to pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Well, at the beginning of the program, I asked you an important question. Do you consider children a gift from God? There was a time when children were considered a tremendous gift from God. Why? Because when we lived in a society, when our society was basically agrarian, when most people lived on a farm, children were a tremendous help, right? When we didn't have Social Security or Medicare or welfare, children took care of their parents in their senior years. Sometimes three generations living in the same home. But things have changed, especially in Western civilization. Children are often not considered a blessing but a burden, not a gift but a pain. With all of the statistics about how much money it will cost parents to put a child through school, especially college, with minimum returns, because most people don't live on a farm now. Most people have enough conveniences that the children don't have a lot of chores. Children no longer seen as a great asset. Many people look upon children as something that cramps their style, as something that causes them too much heartache. Population control people are always saying more children will consume limited resources. I often hear people say, "No, I'd love to have children, but I can't afford them." Yet children are our most precious natural resource. Even at the time of Jesus, the disciples thought they were doing Jesus a favor. He must have been very, very tired that day, right? Maybe he was dozing a little bit. Or maybe he had his eyes closed and he was praying and talking to his father. And the children came, rushing up to Jesus. Children can tell. Children can tell if an adult loves them. Children can tell if an adult is peaceful, joyful. If an adult has a sense of humor. If an adult cares for people. You radiate it. Jesus did. So the little children are coming up to Jesus, and the disciples think they're doing Jesus a favor by keeping the children away. And Jesus, no, let them come to me. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And he blesses them. How many children get cursed at? In our world, cursed and beaten, abused and neglected. They need blessed. What we do to children, they will do to society. That's absolutely true. If a child grows up being emotionally or physically, verbally abused, they will turn around and do that to society. There's a crisis in raising children these days. Children need to be disciplined. Absolutely. But like you would nurture, like you would take a wine and let it age. Children need to be taught. They learn better in a peaceful setting than in a setting filled with screaming and yelling and slapping. We don't own our children. They're gifts from God. They've been loaned to us so that we can train them, we can discipline them. We might not be able to prepare the world for our children, but we can prepare our children for the world. Throughout my career as a motivational speaker, both in religious setting and non-religious settings, I've spoken so much about the need for us to mentor our children, to nurture our children. I've been in many, many, many public school districts speaking to all of the teachers and support staff about how important it is to give our children the proper training, nurturing, mentoring, love, forgiveness, to help our children have wisdom and to grow strong, to learn from their mistakes. It takes a special type of an adult to deal with children. One who's in touch with God. One who claims his or her blessings. One who's not afraid to give compliments. One who disciplines with love. One who has a sense of humor. What about this sentence in the gospel passage that I chose today, where Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Unless you become like little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, right? Not childish, childlike, trusting. It's frightening for me. Frightening for me to see children who have lost their zest for life, who's had a beaten out of them. Our prisons are filled with young men who are never fathered, mentored, who are abused. Do you consider children a gift? That's such an important question. Some societies still do. I'm not sure about the Western civilization. I'm certainly not inviting you to spoil children. You do them no favor if you spoil them. You do them no favor if you give them everything they want. Now that families are much smaller with just a couple of children, one or two or three at the most, and many families. Yes, I know there's large families, but most families are small, one or two. Well, don't spoil them. Grandparents, don't spoil kids. You do them no favor. You make them weak. You make them self-centered. They whine. That's not the kind of love or the blessing I'm suggesting you give children? I'm talking about a good example. Talk about teaching them how to be hard workers. Teach them to be grateful. Children are a great blessing when they have a grateful heart. I think children are a tremendous blessing. I'm a celibate priest, but I consider them such a blessing. And you know what? There's been moments in my priesthood when I have been more a father to a child than his own father, her own father. Yeah, they are a blessing. God thinks so. I hope you do too. Our prayer partners today are people with Tourette's syndrome. That's a horrible sickness. People's bodies shake. They say inappropriate things. That's rare, but occasionally the inappropriate things. Pray for people who have Tourette's syndrome. Today's food for thought from Nicole Kidman. When you relinquish your desire to control your future, you can have more happiness. Amen to that, right? When you relinquish your desire to control your future, you can have more happiness. Now, a small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Joyful Reflections, my program is called. A lady wrote to Reader's Digest, true story. She writes, when I taught in a prison, one of my students kept missing classes. First, it was because he had a tooth pulled. Then his tonsils were removed. Finally, he chopped off the tip of his finger in workshop. All of this led one guard to comment, we better keep an eye on this guy. He seems to be trying to escape one piece at a time. You got to admit, that's funny. Clever comment. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you that you like the program or you enjoy my jokes or how helpful it is. I'd love to hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. Support my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can write out a check, big or small, write it to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc., stands for the Anesthesia to our hospital. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And always want to encourage you to visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. I think you'll enjoy it. And you can listen to these radio programs on the Internet. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.